Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. This is Side Hustle School. Hey, what's up? I'm Chris Guillebeau, here to bring you another set of stories all about people with day jobs who create income-generating projects, also known as side hustles. We're not talking about creating a part-time job. We're not talking about just working harder. We're talking about building something for yourself. Well, that's what today's story is all about. A New York-based full-time buyer for luxury brands decides to create a high-end wedding accessories rental business. Now, how does she do that? Well, I'll tell you exactly how she did it. First thing to remember is that weddings are expensive. We've had some previous episodes that have looked at traditional and non-traditional ways to enter the wedding market. It is a recurring market. People are always getting married. And whenever you mention weddings, the price goes up for all kinds of different things. Now, today's project is interesting because she's actually helping brides save a lot of money, which is great. So she's making other people's lives better. But naturally, this is a side hustle. She's making money too. That story is coming up in just a moment. Now, first, I have a listener question for you this week. I'm asking you to call in and leave a quick message answering this question. And the question is, who has helped you along your journey? So you might be a new side hustler. You might have had something for a while. You might just be exploring this world. I would love to give some shout outs to people all next week. So it could be a friend. It could be a mentor, someone who's inspired you. Whatever it is, give me your less than 30-second response at 844-9-HUSTLE. So you can just pick up your phone and call 844-948-7853. Who has helped you along your journey? Or you can also record a quick little voice memo with your phone and email that to podcast@sidehustleschool.com, whichever you prefer. I'll feature a bunch of those next week, and today's story's coming right up. Many childhood pursuits are lost to the past, but some take hold, transformed into an adult version of bygone ventures. Brittany Haas probably couldn't foresee that starting at the age of 12, when she began planning the weddings of her three older sisters, could lead to owning an online boutique renting luxury bridal accessories. But that's exactly what ended up happening. Brittany's momentum tilted more bridal-wise in college when she got a degree in fiber science, while also designing wedding gowns as a part-time job. But the pressure of a request to design a sister's gown sent them both out to shop for a reasonably priced one. And that's where she was inspired. Well, first, actually, she was offended. She was aghast at the high cost of dress prices, naturally, but even more surprised at the prices for the accessories, like veils and headpieces. Of course, they were going to cost money, but they just seemed outrageous. Wedding dresses were already blowing out a bride's budget, so accessory costs could send them into sticker shock stupor. Why not supply brides with high-quality accessories that they could inexpensively rent and return? Now that leads us to today's side hustle, Happily Ever Borrowed. Brittany knew fabrics and quality, and she knew about business from her full-time work as a buyer for luxury brands. So she decided to combine that savvy to found Happily Ever Borrowed. She now works directly with the best bridal accessory designers, selecting new designs for the season from the twice-yearly Bridal Fashion Week in New York. Now she did say, "I do," to some startup costs. She had to purchase inventory, create a website, get a legal consultation. But since starting 4 years ago, the company has been doubling sales year after year, now having rented to more than 500 brides and are on track to making six figures. And Brittany constantly reinvests in the business. Her website lets brides-to-be check accessories by product, designer, or style, and the range of goods runs from veils to headpieces to jewelry. And let's not forget tiaras, of course. Everyone needs a good tiara from time to time. Prices are generally just 20% of retail, and any minor spills or damages are covered. Rentals include a prepaid label to ship the package back after the magic is complete. And speaking of minor stains, Brittany's fiber science skills even cover getting out red wine stains. You know, the next time you're waiting to walk down the aisle and you're like, "Is this really happening? I need to chug about a half bottle of good Cabernet right now." Well, now brides can do that without worrying, at least not about their veil. Happily Ever Borrowed even has a send before you spend option for brides who want to try up to three different pieces. And that's a flat price of $50 for a two-day rental, which includes a $25 off coupon. So as long as you use the service, it's just going to cost you $25 to do that. Apparently, even accessories need rehearsals. Now, this hustle isn't all champagne and toasts. Having to rely on the postal service, you know, my favorite business, can be harrowing because the occasional lost package can heavily impact the bride's peace of mind. Happily Ever Borrowed has worked hard to learn exact lead times for all shipments. Brittany also takes personal delight in seeing reviews and photos from the weddings. She knows that brides can spend their entire budget on a dress alone, so her work in easing the money outlay and increasing the euphoria level is a big satisfaction. Now, here's a fun fact. At the time we were putting this story together, Brittany herself was days away from her own wedding. Her dress is being custom made by one of her best friends, who happens to be a bridal industry guru. And you can probably guess where she's going to get her accessories. She might even receive a discount. And if she spills red wine on it, she's got that covered too. Wedding ceremonies only last a moment in time, but of course, it's a very special moment. Happily Ever Borrowed specializes in those moments, making sure they go according to plan, perhaps even with a crystal tiara flourish. Now, what a smart project. I love this side hustle, Brittany. Congratulations to you. The wedding industry is very expensive, as she now knows from personal experience as well. And I think it's fantastic that she's been able to create this profitable, sustainable side hustle, making money for herself while helping brides save money at the same time. So what are the skills required to start a project like this? So I think, first of all, it's about spotting the opportunity. It's about being willing to ask that question in the first place. Hey, would brides be willing to rent veils, headpieces, other accessories? Like, obviously the dress is special. They're going to own that. But would they be willing to rent some other items? Well, probably. So what's next? And observation leads to sourcing, logistics, and communication. I think these are the three components that make this a success for Brittany. She had a bit of background. She knew fabrics. She had been a buyer for luxury brands. So it wasn't too hard to figure out how to get the materials she needed. And logistics is all about inventory and figuring out how to work with the post office. How many days do you need to ship in advance? How much should she charge? What if they want to keep it an extra week? All that kind of stuff. And then communication, of course, when you're communicating with brides or bridal planners, you want to provide reassurance, you want them to feel confident, and you also don't want them to worry about the details. So she's good at all those things, and that's why this has been a perfect side hustle for her. I think it's important to always ask what your skills are and then try to do something that you're already good at. Try to focus those opportunities that you're spotting, or at least that you're looking into, in the way that they align with the skills you already have. Well, as always, inspiration is good, but inspiration combined with action is so much better. By the way, alternate titles for this episode included Making a Bride Shine Makes a Bright Sideline, Brides Shine and Purses Swell with a Wedding Accessory Gig, and then, sadly rejected, There's Gold in Them Their Wedding Headpieces. Sometimes you have to look at a couple different titles before you find the right one. Another free lesson for you there, Side Hustle School is packed with value. And if you want to check out today's show notes, just come to sidehustleschool.com/184. Remember, I would love your answer to the question, who has helped you along the way? Give me a call and let me know, 844-9-HUSTLE, or just make that little voice memo recording on your phone and email it to podcast@sidehustleschool.com. You are a rock star. I'm Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.